the accoutrements that we have, do they mean anything? Does it mean anything in the big picture, or does it mean things in the small picture? Does it have meaning of itself, or is it just meaning we lend to it in the physical world?
Anything, right? Not just anything. Mercedes with the house or anything. I feel it's the security we get from it, or it's the prop. It's the support I take from it. Let's say if I lack a little self-respect, and my self-respect is based on I am this successful or I have this house.
Right.
Then that makes it so much more, the house has a different meaning, but it has nothing to do with my life. Yes, it has meaning as long as it's there, and then it doesn't have meaning after it's
so
gone.
It's the prop. So in that case, meaning is the way we're discussing it there, not with the capital M. It's kind of developmental, because what's meaningful to a 5-year-old versus a 15-year-old versus a 25-year-old versus an 85-year-old, I would think would be different. I'm pretty certain they're different in terms of the small things, like the 5-year-old wants ice cream. Actually, I want ice cream. Now, as it goes up farther and farther, it might be security for the family. It might be to be a good parent or something like that. Does that
matter? Yeah, I feel all of that's important to security for the family, a good parent. All of that is important. But a meaningful life, I think, is kind of different from that.
Ah, so you're going to, with a capital M, unmeaningful life.
Yeah. If I am a good parent, that will be part, a small part of lending, having a meaningful life, or cultivating a meaningful life. But that's not the only part that's going to let me do it.
So having peace, love, simplicity, as you said before, that sounds like it's meaningful. The real meaningfulness is inside-out proposition as opposed to outside-in. My toys give me meaning. It is not as valuable as the meaning of my life is the peace, the love, the relating to others, and so on. Is that?
Yeah, and I was also thinking there are a few other factors that would help me have meaning. Is if I do things from my heart. I'm not doing it because someone else is doing it.
Nice.
You know, I'm not having this house because I'm keeping up with the Joneses.
Right.
Or I'm not competing with anyone.
Mm-hmm.
And so also there's a slight difference between you doing something because someone else is doing it and also competing.
Yeah.
That I want something better than that.
So, you know, that competing in meaning is an interesting thing. Many years ago, I'm not sure if I've ever shared this story with you, my wife and I spent about 5 weeks in Bali. And there's really, then there was no television, we couldn't understand the radio, and so we'd walk from village to village, just passing the day, and we passed by a volleyball game. And these were 19, 20-year-old young men playing really good volleyball. And we sat and we watched them. It was literally the best game in town. And in that sense, I would notice that when someone would hit the ball, even for a game point, and hit it out or make a dumb move, all he would do is laugh, and everybody would laugh, and they'd change sides and start a new game. It was the first time I realized that there is nothing inherent in blowing the game, losing the game, that should make you angry with yourself. I went, he's not even upset. They were playing the game. They were competing on one level, but not competing on another level.
They were just playing the game.
They were just playing, and the game had rules. But I think that's what I hear you. It's okay to go for a win, but not be attached to it.
And this might sound counterintuitive, but I feel when you compete, you're wasting your time.
Ah, explain,
You know, someone might think, oh, but they're wasting their time, or they're not playing for winning, or they're not playing because they're not competing. But I feel if you are competing, you're wasting your time.
Mm-hmm.
Because how long can you say, I want something better, or I want to be better than someone? Uh-huh. How long are you going to keep doing that? Because it's a never-ending cycle.
There's always somebody with more that you'll compare yourself with the next level.
And it's just a never-ending game that you keep playing, and it's nothing that's going to give you any kind of fulfillment.
So what I'm hearing you say now is, part of having a meaningful life is not getting addicted to the game of more, which is the basis of the type of competition you're talking about.
Yeah.
So being...
Or I should be better than someone, right, in any way.
Yeah. So part of this is, I mean, we're souls walking around in animal bodies. Part of it is the mating game. Part of it is finding the husband, the wife that will, you know, be our mates through life. I mean, does that not feel kind of like competition?
No, actually, I feel if you're really yourself, the right things and the right people will come to you.
Ah, which is sort of like, there's a country and western song that says sometimes the best blessing you can have is God saying no. Thank goodness I didn't get that particular person I wanted. I'm getting that now. So having a meaningful life has something to do with the appreciation of where you are and being the best you can be in spite of what other people are being. Is that...
Yeah, there are a couple of other aspects. I feel also having a meaningful life, you need to understand your mind.
Uh-huh.
And there are two aspects, there are three aspects to the soul, but a couple of, I'll explain the two aspects. One is the mind and one is the intellect or the understanding and the awareness.
Mm-hmm.
And so both are important. And my mind should be completely, what lends meaning is if I am able to focus on stilling the mind,
mm-hmm.
on controlling the mind, that I'm a master of the mind.
Mm-hmm.
And so the mind is not subject, my mind is not running everywhere based on what someone says, because the mind is under the influence of someone else's words at
right.
that point, and that happens a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Someone said that, and my mind is under the influence of what that person said, or a group of people
right.
said. And so to be able to still it, to the point where I am able to see what is really within, the beauty within. And so there are a number of jewels hidden in the soul. And those jewels can be seen just like if the water is still and it's clear, and you can see to all of the jewels in the bottom, in the same way that my mind and my intellect or my understanding and awareness is very clear.
So getting peaceful and quiet is part of understanding who you really are in the beauty within that.
Right. And so a meaningful life is not that... Of course, it's a life of calling
mm-hmm.
also. It's not just a life of I'm doing this or that, but I'm doing something that I'm called to do, but also I have meaning in that calling.
Yeah. So in that calling, there's the old story of the three masons. One of them is building, excuse me, one of them is laying bricks, the next is building a wall, constructing a wall, and the third is building a cathedral for the glory of God, and they're on the same job site. So in the calling is, my life is an art form for something greater. Maybe a grander purpose.
Yeah, and so there are two aspects to this.
Mm-hmm.
So the person who's the mason that said, I'm building a cathedral for the glory of God, that there's a personal mission for him. That
yes.
there is this feeling that he's getting fulfilled. That
mm-hmm.
is one aspect, and also the other aspect is I'm doing something useful for the glory of God. There's the other aspect. And so now I feel mostly people do personal expression. I'm doing this as my personal expression. Art is a personal expression. It doesn't have anything to do with this. I'm doing art to glorify God or use for something else, but more as a personal expression.
So many people, though, I believe, have a sense of my purpose is to do something, and I'm part of that purpose, whether it's in their church, whether it's in their helping people in other countries. Doctors Without Borders, I feel, are women and men that have incredible hearts and need to help others. Is that part of their meaning too, to go out and reach across? And
sure, and I feel that that is good, that they're helping others, but
mm-hmm.
also if they're helping themselves, if they're helping to still their mind and completely understand who they are, that would lend their life a lot more meaning than just helping others.
I see.
It's not enough to just help others.
Mm-hmm. You have to have the clarity of self. So you're not being a human doing, you're talking about being a human being.
Yeah, because then you can sustain it.
Yeah.
Otherwise you burn out very quickly.
Aha.
If it's just external, you burn out very quickly.
So even in the high pressure thing of going in and helping others, take Haiti, for example, there still needs to be that quietness of reflection and the connection.
Yeah. I'm not saying either or. Both are important, but it shouldn't be either one exclusively.
So but that does beg the question of the hermit who goes out into the wilderness and just stays and meditates and prays all the time. Because that still could be quieting and getting down without it.
I actually have a personal opinion about that.
Good.
And that personal opinion is because of their internal work, mm-hmm. their being is serving.
Ah.
Just by them being is serving the world.
So there's a radiance of sorts that...
people need... the world needs people like that.
Uh-huh.
The world needs people who are going to uphold the world vibrationally like that.
Yeah. Actually, India is famous for having people like that, that go out into the wilderness for some 30 years and sometimes are called back into service with what they've learned.
Even if they don't come back, just by them being there. Uh-huh. In the wilderness, by the fact that they are pure, the fact that they are still in their mind, the fact that they're able to, that internal work makes them.
David Hawkins, in Power versus Force and other books in that vein, would totally agree with you that of the higher and higher consciousness people, that they really balance out much of the.
Yeah,
less,
just a few of them actually are able to hold the world.
Yeah. So they're having a meaningful life almost on a whole other plane than where we have a meaningful life by maybe smaller vibrational pieces. Can your vibration improve over one lifetime?
Sure, definitely. Especially now, mm-hmm. I feel there are two things about this age. It's an age of redemption, mm-hmm. that everything you've done wrong. It gets cleaned. That's one. And the other one is that it's the age of possibility. Mm-hmm. You can dream the biggest dream for yourself now and really live it.
But the foundation of that, I'm hearing you say, is being very quiet and clear and simple in your own intention. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. So within that, is it possible to be that person and build a great empire?
What's the empire?
Yeah. Well, to be
the corporate world, you mean?
Sure, corporate world. Can there be corporate people that are quiet inside and simple?
If they're building an empire doesn't come from greed.
Aha. So now we're almost back to here's what I do because I do it. So if it comes from just sheerly loving the game, that should be as good a motivation.
Yeah.
Which
it's
is
remarkable. Not one-upmanship, more because they're
right.
competing with someone else. If they're able to do all of that and build an empire, then yes, definitely.
So we're back to just like the volleyball game in Bali, then. If the sheer love of the game is you can play very, very hard and you can score a lot of points and you can move higher as externally would look, oh, now they drive some Mercedes or whatever, but not for the same reason.
Right.
That other ones would say, I need to have it. I can't afford it, but I want to show everybody that I look like what I know I'm not. Okay, good. So what would you tell someone who who felt their life did not have meaning?
Ask and you shall receive.
Ah, very nice. And they should ask what specifically and how?
That I want meaning in my life, actually loudly and clearly. And I would personally, because I have very immense and deep faith in God, I would ask God.
Yeah. So you'd ask God, I want to have meaning in my life.
Mm-hmm. And not have any preconceived notions about the message I'm getting.
Ah, so you can't say I want to have meaning for my life and I want it to look like I get to be president of the organization.
Yes.
Okay. Any other last minute?
I think that kind of surrender, that kind of letting go of the outcome is what lends life meaning. Because sometimes I feel we shortchange ourselves by our limitations. God could have a much bigger dream than the president of the organization.
Very good point. So let go, let God, and cultivate your meaningful life that way. I like it. Thanks, Shireen. Thank you for joining us. Good night.